Blog Talk Radio.
And lift off on another Tarot Today radio episode here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. Welcome, everyone. I'm Dax Carlisle, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. I'm a certified life coach, clinical hypnotherapist, tarot advisor, and numerologist. And joining me, as always, is my fabulous co-host, Mary Brown. She is a certified tarot master, crystal Reiki master, and the vice president for certification for the Tarot Guild. And here she is live from Amarillo, Texas. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Dex. Hey, everybody. Happy Psychic Saturday.
Happy Psychic Saturday. Here we are. You know, it feels like it's actually going faster. Weren't we just doing this, I don't know, a week ago?
I know.
No,
it feels like really familiar.
I feel like it was just yesterday, you know. I think it's just getting old, you know, just like time speeds up or something. I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yes, yes. It is crazy.
It's our favorite time of the week, Saturday. How are you doing?
I love Saturday. Great. You know, it's kind of, we got a bit of a cold front going on. It's kind of chilly. We're expecting some precipitation. I think just some light rain over the weekend. But, so I'm staying inside and staying warm. I got my slippers on.
A little bit of cold weather, and then it got hot again for a week. And I think I think we got some rain last night because I noticed it looked kind of wet in certain parts around the property, but I didn't hear anything last night. And it's just, you know, almost no clouds and close to 80 degrees, and there's a slight breeze, so it's beautiful on the patio here. I'm out on the patio. And this is exciting. We're doing open lines and tarot mini readings all show long. That's right.
Yeah.
Call in now, folks. I know a lot of people wait till kind of, you know, halfway through the show because we'll have a topic. Not today. Today's open lines. Dial in right now, 714-816-4628, and get into that caller queue. We take the calls in the order that they come in. So open lines, anything you want to chat about, or you can ask for a tarot mini reading. We'll pull tarot cards. Mary might pull tarot cards, might pull some oracle cards because she's got thousands of decks. But you can also ask questions.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not thousands, but hundreds. Or something. We'll go with that. Anyway. It's a lot of decks. You should pile them all up in your living room, take a picture someday, and your tarot books
right.
And everything else. That would be good.
Yikes.
You know, and with the dogs, you know, like the dog sitting in front of it or something. I don't know. But anything that's on your mind, you know, you want to you want to talk about stuff in the news or something going on, you know, or something you're interested in. You can also ask us questions. You can ask us questions about, you know, crystals, because Mary does crystals. She has her show once a month on the first Saturday of the month. There's a Rock for that. And she has a crystal guest and sometimes a human guest.
Yeah. Sometimes, yeah. Occasional human.
And Mary, you know, obviously does Reiki as well. So you can ask about energy healing and emotional freedom technique, EFT, energy psychology, they call it sometimes, tapping. You can ask us about hypnosis. You can ask us about numerology, tarot, psychic development, the law of attraction. Pretty much we have everything covered. So, you know, any burning question you've ever had about any of those topics, you can dial in at 714-816-4628, or anything you just want to chat about that's on your mind, pull some cards. Maybe you have a burning life question. So give us a ring. And when you get through, remember to press 1 on your dial pad. That lets us know you want to be live on air. If you're just listening to the show, that's fine too. You can dial in. Just don't press 1. You'll be at the bottom of the list. But if you push 1, it'll pop you to the top of the list in the order that you called in, and we know you want to chat with us. 714-816-4628. There's another way you could chat with us, and that is the chat post. So on our Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group, there's actually a page and a group on Facebook, Psychic Talk Radio. Like the page, join the group, and you'll find a chat post each day that we have a show. There'll be a chat post for that show. And all you got to do is scroll down and pop into that post, you know, into the comments at the bottom, and use it like a chat room. And you can do all the same things. You know, maybe you can't call in because maybe you're at work or something like that. Well, you can, you know, comment on the show, questions about different topics, and request mini readings all right from the chat post. We created a URL to make it really easy to get to the chat post. You know, if you can't, you know, you don't want to search around trying to find it on the group, you know, just open a tab in your browser, type in psychictalk.net/chat. psychictalk.net/chat. It'll take you right over there. I see Charlotte in there. I see Sharona. Hi, Sharona. Sharona's got a show tomorrow. And Charlotte, she was on the show yesterday. Maybe she'll call in today. Call in again, Charlotte. We'd love to chat with you. Sharona, you too. Let's chat on the phone lines here. So, Mary, before we go to the phone lines, people are starting to call in. It's starting to fill up now.
Yay.
Cool. Do you want to do the card of the day before we go to the phone lines, give people a little more time to call in and get in the queue here?
Yes. What'd you get today? Well, I drew a card from the Enchanted Unicorn Oracle by Priestess Moon, and she did the artwork as well. She's this amazing, really unique kind of artist. Has done a few decks out there that you can that are put out by Rockpool Publishing, and the card, I post the card of the day from, you know, a variety of different decks. Every day I post a card on the Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. So if you haven't joined our Facebook group, you need to do that. You can find it easily by going to psychictalk.net/Facebook. We have a page in the group. Like the page, join the group, and join the conversation. And the card that I posted for today from this deck is the Rainforest card. And it's actually the good luck card. And I was really excited because we could use some good luck. I think everybody could always use a little dose of good luck. And the thing that's really interesting about this deck, you know, it's called the Enchanted Unicorn deck. And there's this really cool illustrated unicorn on each card, but it was inspired by the Voynich Manual, which some people may have heard of, the Voynich Manuscript. This very mysterious manuscript with all this, you know, sort of botany and astrological symbols and then a bunch of symbols nobody really understands. And card is associated with the Monstera plant. Now, Monstera is a plant that, you know, a lot of people have probably seen. It's also called the Swiss cheese vine plant or the fruit salad plant. It's got those holes in the leaves. And it's a symbol of longevity and prosperity. You know, it's native to the rainforest of, you know, southern Mexico, Central America. And the thing that I want people to really focus on about this card, which is, you know, got a lot going on with this plant, is those holes in those leaves let the sunlight through to the dark forest floor. So it's a metaphor, you know, for happiness shining through the darkness. And, you know, it's a card of hope and happiness, you know, good news,
oh, wow,
glad tidings, and asking us to be, you know, hopeful and confident that everything is going to work out in perfect harmony, that, you know, we can trust in the natural order of things and really look for those bits of green during this time. You know, we're at the end of fall, we're going into the wintertime very soon. And so I think, you know, focus on the signs of life, the signs of happiness and luck and prosperity, the color green. That's what I want people to look for this weekend. Look for where do you see the green in your life? And take that, you know, each of us individually as a sign that, you know, we got a little luck coming our way, and we can feel, you know, confident that, you know, some good things are going to happen. So that's the card of the day that I got. You can find it on our Facebook group. And what did you draw a card for the day, Dex?
Yes, but I'm going to start off with the numerology of the day. And, you know, it kind of goes along a little bit with what you're talking about. The energy today, if you add up 11212020, you get 9, which is the end of a cycle. And it is a great day for letting go of things.
Mm-hmm.
And so it, along with the idea of getting fresh luck and things, you know, getting better and so forth like that, also you can look at it as a time, you know, the other side of the coin of what's been happening with the pandemic and with everything else going on in everybody's lives and people losing their jobs and all that kind of stuff. You got to look at the other side of the coin, the opportunity that presents you. Every negative thing has a positive opportunity attached to it. And so today's a good day just to take a look at your life. Okay, what belief systems are no longer serving me? And what relationships are no longer serving me, no longer fulfilling, maybe have even turned toxic? What job, you know, that I'm doing, my work, is it still fulfilling? Am I just doing it to do it, you know? Kind of thing. And am I really following my passion? So, and, you know, besides all of the figurative things, you know, literally cleaning the closets out too, you know, things you haven't touched in 6 months or 5 years, 6 months, 6 years, you know, in the closet, you know, make room for new things, you know. Clear out some of the clutter so the good luck can come in. And to go along with all of this, I got the Tower card. Now, a lot of people, when they see the Tower card, they think of all the negative things associated with it. So, you know, the abrupt end of a friendship, a divorce, unexpected events, bankruptcy, downfall, crisis, collapse, you know, sudden change. But often when I get the Tower card, it's talking about a shift in foundations, which goes along with what I was talking about with the numerology, that it doesn't have to be a negative, okay? It could be a positive, a shift in foundations, meaning a shift in belief systems, because it all comes down to belief, everything that we do. And so it's like, okay, what beliefs are no longer serving you, and what relationships are no longer serving you, and all of the all of this stuff, you know, just clear it out, just clear it out. So I think the Tower card actually goes really nicely with the numerology of the day. You know, that's the whole date, but the day itself is the 21st. So day of creativity and communication.
Mm.
So I'm just going to leave it there and let you all contemplate that, you know, what can you clear out? And it's interesting how it kind of matches up with what you were talking about, because really, if you think about it, you got to clear out the clutter. You got to make some room for, you know, shifting to having good luck and stuff coming in. Well, where's that stuff going to go? You know,
right.
And so, you know, you got to make room, you know, and it's also discussing the law of attraction, that when people are trying to attract something and, you know, they're not making headway, you know, they call into the show and they, you know, and that's one of the first things I ask them. I go, well, you know, have you looked around your house? Do you have a 2-car garage and you live there by yourself, but both spaces are taken up with junk? You know, or they're trying to attract in the new mate, and it's like, is your ex-husband's old clothes and suits and everything hanging in the closet? You know, are all of the drawers in your bureaus, you know, like filled up with clothes? You know, make some room. You know, and I'm not saying you're going to literally have them move in, you know, right away. You know, when you meet somebody, you know, you're trying to attract somebody.
Yeah.
In. But it's just giving a message to the universe by making room. You know, clear out one of the parking spots at your home. You know, clean out one of the closets or a side of the closet or part of the closet. You know, make it free. Clean out a couple of drawers, you know, in the chest. Things like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome stuff.
And I think, you know, what I think is so interesting about that is that, you know, the way I look at things, sometimes it does help to go, you know, have like a physical component connected to, you know, what we're doing emotionally. You know, I think that that's
mm-hmm.
where a lot of practices and rituals, you know, come from. Is making that connection and
yeah.
clearing out like what you're talking about, especially like, you know, for a new relationship, a new person coming into your life, that act of cleaning out the closets and the drawer and stuff is also letting you make space emotionally, because you're already,
right.
you're really feeling it. And that's, to me, like the biggest thing. There's a lot of people that want a relationship, but they haven't made space in their minds and in their emotions
mm-hmm.
for it yet. And so that's wonderful advice.
We don't realize how connected the physical is with the emotional, the spiritual, and the mental. We think that
yeah.
like working with the law of attraction, or getting in alignment with the law of attraction, we think it's all a mental exercise. You know, we do the visualizations and all those things. But when you look at the 4 steps of manifestation, the last step is doing something in the physical world. Because if you don't, then the universe can't give you what you're trying to attract in. I use the analogy of the GPS. So the universe is the GPS. It's going to give you the how. You know, the directions, the turns, you know, it's going to put the people, places, and things in your path so that you could attract in what you're trying to attract in. To have a really, really crystal clear address. If you don't type in the right address, the GPS is not going to be able to take you there. So you got the address typed into your GPS. That's step one in the law of attraction. You have to have fuel in the vehicle in order to get there, right?
Yeah.
Emotions is the fuel. Is the fuel. Okay. Now, that's all well and good. You still got to put it in gear. The car in gear, you can't get there. That's step three. That's the passion. That's the why. You know, you got to put it in gear. You got to have the fuel. You got to have the destination. You got to put it in gear. But if you just sit there in your driveway and you don't push on the gas, you're not going to get anywhere. That's step four. That's doing something in the physical world. You got to get moving. You got to start forward. If you put your foot on the gas and start moving, even if the vehicle is going in the wrong direction, the universe, or in this analogy, the GPS, can turn you around and get you going in the right direction, can correct it, you see. But if you never get going, and that's the physical world. That's the physical world. That's doing something in the physical world. And we don't think it's connected, but it clearing out your closets and clearing out the garage and making room for new things to come in, it tells the universe that you're open to that. It alters your emotions and your subconscious beliefs just by doing those physical things. Yeah. So there you go. Let's see. I'm checking on here. The car lines are starting to fill up here. If you've dialed into the show, I notice a whole bunch of people have dialed into the show, but they've not pressed one on their keypad yet. So if you're just listening to the show, that's perfectly fine. Don't press one. But for those of you that just called in, I want to remind you, press one on your dial pad so that it'll put you into the caller queue at the top. Otherwise, we just assume you're listening to the show and we're not going to pick up your line. So as soon as you dial in at 714-816-4628, press one on your dial pad. If you're Skyping in, if you're using Skype, maybe you have dial out on Skype, open up the app and then open up the dial pad within the app and press one. Okay. And those on a telephone, press one on your dial pad. Let me give out that number one more time, 714-816-4628. And I'm going to refresh the screen here on the chat post at psychictalk.net/chat. See if anybody has a question. Oh my gosh. Jason Spillman's in there. Hey, Jason. There's a lot of conversation going on. Sharona's talking to Charlotte about her guest tomorrow on the show. We'll be talking about that a little bit later. I'm looking to see if there's any questions or comments. Not yet in the chat. So anybody in the chat, hi, folks. And if you got a request for a reading, type it out in there, and I'll check back in, 5-10 minutes on that. Let's see. Who's called in here? Okay. So, Mary, it looks like the first caller that's been waiting the longest is area code 520. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello, 520. Are you there? Mary, do you hear?
I don't hear anything.
Let me try putting them back on hold and bringing them live again. Sometimes the switchboard gets stuck. Let's try that again. Hello, area code 520. Caller, are you there? That looks like Lisa's number from Tucson.
Hello?
My neck of the woods.
Oh, hello.
Is that you, Lisa?
I'm sorry. God, I I'm very lucky to have gotten in. Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Oh, you're the first caller, actually. You're the first caller.
Oh, my God. I'm shocked. I really am, because you're very popular. Oh, my God. Well, I wanted to let you know that I did get fired as a patient.
You did get fired as a patient. I remember that.
you saw it in the reading. You said all these cards say yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was leading
fired.
That way. Let's see. Well, that gives you an opportunity to find a physician or, you know, some provider that you're more in alignment with.
Yeah. What I did was I went to work out with my friend who has a master's in physiology. I took the letter to her. I took the visit summary to her. And she was saying, you need to get in and see the doctor right away because you're on the wrong medication, blah, blah, blah. So I went home and started calling around, and I got in. I called the specialist. They recommended someone. And so I made an appointment. I'm going to go in. But, man, I tell you, I've always been a healthy horse. And this is weird to be in this situation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But anyway, I feel good about who I found. It's a nurse practitioner, and I'm excited about seeing her. And I heard good things, and I kind of know the neighborhood of people and stuff, and so I feel good about seeing her, the up-and-coming visit that I'll be getting. More thorough.
Great.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
look at the cards.
I pulled some cards, and it's looking really good. I mean, the central focus card is the Ace of Swords, and that's a one card, and then we got the Magician card, which is a one card, you know, and all these ones is telling me that, you know, unlike your, you know, recent experience, that with this new nurse practitioner, things are going to be more focused on you and your needs. And it looks really good. I got the Chariot card. Yeah, this is looking really, really good from my perspective. Is there anything else you want us to look at in particular? Maybe Mary can pull a card or two. If you have something either on the same thing or, you know, I mean, I'm seeing it.
Well,
you have something specific you want to ask, maybe Mary can ask a different question.
Okay. You know, that really reassures me. And thank you very much, Dax. Mary, I wonder if I could ask, I'm in transition, and someone I talk to weekly, who is my dear friend, and she is a professional, and she's pointed out that the reason I'm having this medical whatever going on is I'm in a lot of stress because I'm wanting to leave a 20-year relationship, and I'm trying to line up all my ducks. And I know, like today, it's really weird on his end. It's so weird. You know, today he's all flowers and roses and honeymoon, and, you know, and I keep pointing out, you know, this is not consistent and blah, 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 blah. Do you see any legal repercussions from his end when I do leave?
Right, okay. So what kind of legal repercussions when you do leave? Because it's a long relationship. There's probably, you know, a lot that we've shared. And what does he do when you
But everything's
decide.
In my name as far as, you know, what I plan on taking and doing. You know, it's all,
you know,
legally.
You know what? Yeah, as far as, like, legal repercussions on his end, you know, that you would, you know, I'm not seeing that, you know.
What I'm seeing is
the emotional kind of wrangling a little bit that happens. So, you know, what's interesting with this is the Six of Cups comes up along with the Nine of Wands, you know. So Six of Cups is generally, you know, we look at it, it's this kind of really, you know, beautiful, like, heartfelt scene. We think of nostalgia. We think of childhood. We think of, you know, pleasant memories often. With the Nine of Wands and the other card, the Three of Swords, I feel like that's the biggest thing you got to watch out for, is trying to use the emotions to maybe make you feel guilty, to, you know, to make things harder. This could be somebody, you know, who, when you are really, like, you know, taking that final step and leaving, you know, they kind of maybe guilt trip you a little bit about, you know, the past that we've shared, that kind of stuff. But, you know, I'm not worried about that having more impact than normal. Okay, I think that that may be to be expected anyways, but that's the only thing that comes up, is what does he try to do? Does he try to do anything, you know, legal? And I'm just not seeing it, that there's anything that's going to turn into some type of ramification for you. I think he's going to play on your heartstrings and try to make you feel bad about your decision.
Mm.
Oh, that, yeah. Well, that's too bad, because, you know, I mean, he's had plenty of, I've had plenty of, you know, talks, you know, we should go see a rabbi, a pastor, or a counselor, you know, your choice, you choose. Now let's work it out for ourselves. And it goes right back to, you know, what's
right,
you know, it's what's wrong. And, you know, this morning he's telling me, I dreamt that somebody tried to take you away from me. And, you know, it's that kind of baloney. And I'm just, well, that I can deal with. I won't have any guilt.
Right.
But, I mean, it's the legal stuff. I'm not wanting to battle in legal, in the legal arenas, that kind of thing. But you saw nothing like that, so that's good.
No, I did. I just saw the kind of the emotional, you know, tug that would be like the causing any like difficulty, making, trying to make things harder in that way. But it sounds like, you know, you could, can handle it. I'm not seeing anything being like catastrophic or devastating from that, you know. It's just a mix of those. A little difficult. You know, look, it's not fun. Even when we're leaving for the right reasons, even when we're leaving for you know, for our own best interests and our own sanity, right, sometimes.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that it's all always a walk in the park, or that it's always an easy thing to do, you know.
Yeah.
So, but I think you're going to be okay with this. I do.
I do too. Thank you. Thank
you're
you for
welcome.
Giving me a reading. Thank you both.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for calling us.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend, Lisa. Alrighty. Good call to start off the show with here. Let's see who's been waiting the longest now. Looks like area code 780. Caller, are you there? 780?
Yes, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, Dax, it's Jay calling from Canada. Hi, Mary.
Canada! How are you?
You're down in Texas, I guess, eh? Right? Texas?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, Thursday. Howdy.
Howdy. A up here, yeah.
So what do we want to look at today?
My question is, I actually have questions about what's going on a little bit in the world, but I have a question for myself first, and a real quick one. The president of our company is going to be doing a webinar announcement on Wednesday. But on Tuesday, the whole bunch of the service staff are getting together, and the district manager is going to be talking about something. So I was suspicious about it, and I was talking to some other intuitive people. They were saying maybe it might be a merger or something like that, because the way the sales of our company is not very good right now. So just wondered what your thoughts about that is.
Right. So what... You know, what's coming down the pike here?
Yeah,
right?
Basically, yeah.
With all these meetings and the kind of scuttlebutt. Nobody uses the word scuttlebutt anymore for you know, gossip. Scuttlebutt. I have no idea why I used it.
Because we're old, Mary. We're old.
We're old school. Old, yes, old school.
We're old school. I got that old school scuttlebutt. You know, okay, so these are interesting cards that come up here. First thing that comes up is the Knight of Pentacles. You know, Ten of Cups is overlooking everything. So it kind of makes me feel like, you know, don't worry. Like this isn't like, you know, some terrible thing that's happening with the Ten of Cups. We, you know, generally that's a great card, you know, where we have a lot of emotional contentment, fulfillment, happiness. You know, the World card underneath that, the Emperor card, and then the Justice card in the end. I feel like the main thing, this could be very well about restructuring with the Emperor card, you know, because it's about, you know, structure and stability, doing that for stability. The Justice card is interesting because that can be a card of, you know, balance. So if the company hasn't been doing so good. Now, but what's interesting is you mentioned, you know, this idea that maybe we're merging with someone else. And the World card, I don't really see that so much as a merger kind of card. I would look at like maybe like the Temperance card, you know, because that's a card of alchemy and bringing, you know, different things together. But the World card is a card of integration and wholeness. To me, this looks like they're going to be announcing things that they are doing to maybe that's going to involve some restructuring. And that is going to help maybe closely more integrate. Like, so you could have like maybe different departments are being, you know, combined into one. That kind of merging going on. But I feel like it's maybe within the company or things that are already tied to the company. I don't feel like this is an outside force coming in, to take over. You know, I feel like this is more about trying to make it function better and to be more balanced. But let's see what Dax is getting.
Yeah, thank you, Mary.
Sure.
Awesome sauce. My cards are leaning a lot more towards a merger. And the reason for that is the reading is bookended by two major arcana cards. One's the Hanged Man and one's Justice. Justice has that similar vibe to what Mary was saying about Temperance, you know, and there's a balance, a equanimity being established, a harmony. And then the Hanged Man is a card of transformation. Then I've got these two kings. I've got the King of Wands and the King of Swords. These would be representing two CEOs of two separate companies. So I'm seeing more of that type of merger than the combining of departments within an organization like Mary thing. Now I could be completely wrong. You know, and now you're going to have to call back and let us know what happened. But now, possibly the two kings are the two heads of the two departments instead of two companies. But I just get this bigger, larger feeling, especially with it being the two major arcana cards kind of bookending the thing. The interesting thing is the King of Swords in the Waite Smith deck, you know, looks straight ahead at you, you know. The King of Wands is on the left of the King of Swords, so looking off to the left. Now, if that card was on the right, it would be looking at the King of Swords, the King of Swords looking at you. That would be really good. You know, that would be, okay, you know, looking towards this happening. Whereas in this case, the King of Wands is on the left, meaning he he's looking away and the King of Swords is looking forward. In other words, one of the two heads of the two departments or the two companies, if it's an actual merger thing, is not as happy as the other one. I'm just going to throw that out there. So be on the lookout for that. And keep all of this in mind as this happens, and then call us back and tell us if any of this made sense and resonated after you actually got word, if it was had nothing to do at all with what came up in the car.
Call us to tell us how wrong we were. You know, but
yes.
It strikes me that we both got the Justice card, though. That's interesting because, you know, look, sure, you know, the other thing is that justice can be related to legal issues. So is there a way that that could be involved in this, too? Would it be like a legal restructuring? Would it be like something connected to a legal filing? That's other things I would explore.
Well, and also
too, with this.
Yeah, and well, you know, every merger of corporations has the legal aspect to it. It's all
right.
It is a legal transaction when you merge anything, you know, between two companies. There's, you know, a stack of papers 100 feet tall, you know, for any merger.
Right.
In certain industries, it actually has to be signed off by a judge or by the powers that be, you know, a governmental agency. Like, you know, if two media companies want to merge, the FCC has to sign off on that. You can't just do it. You know, with a lot of other companies, yeah, it's up to them, but in certain industries that are regulated, there's even more paperwork and there's, you know, court filings and there's, you know, government sanction, you know, are they going to say okay or not, you know, kind of thing. So, yeah, could be a lot of different stuff like that. Yeah. So now I'm going to be like, you know, dying for a week or so till Jay calls back and tells us what happened.
Yeah.
Right. Like, what happened?
Okay. I'll do that then for sure. My second question is, I was going to donate like $20, but I couldn't find anything in your PayPal account or any of your PayPal or donation thing on your website. So do you have a PayPal thing or just wondered if you
actually right there on the Tarot Guild website.
The Tarot Guild one. Yes.
The Tarot Guild one. Yeah, we don't have it set up that way on the radio website. But, you know, we're sister companies.
Yes, I forgot about this.
So you go to thetarotguild.com, and right there on the main page, it says, thanks for your support, and there's a donate button. People can donate. We also suggest you can support the website, support the organization by becoming a premium member of the Tarot Guild. You know, or you can just do a simple, straightforward, you know, donation, too. There's a donate button right there. Big green says donate.
Okay.
TheTarotGuild.com.
Okay.
Thanks for bringing that up. We almost never mention that on the website that, you know, if you feel so inclined, you can make a donation.
I didn't even remember that we did have that.
So there you go.
Oh, there it is. I see. There it is. Okay. I'll do that. I'm on it right now. Another question, actually.
Thanks,
not relate.
Yeah.
You're welcome. I'm just going to throw $20 for you. My question also is that I don't have another question, but because of the COVID thing and people are waking up, do you find that your business is still busy or getting busier? Because I talked to some other psychics, and some of them are busy and some are not. But are people like being open and waking up to actually what they want to know what's going on, but they actually need some guidance along the way because of the uncertainty that's going on in the world. Do you find that this is that true? Yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, it's a mixed bag. Yes. Certain parts of the industry have slowed down for sure.
Okay.
But other other sides of it are really booming, you know, especially, you know, the straightforward, like what we're doing right here, you know, advising,
right.
You know, people need, they need help, you know, they're not sure which way to go, you know, and so they seek out psychics and tarot readers and so forth to life coaches. You know, we think
right.
of ourselves more as life coaches that just happen to use tarot and oracle cards and, you know, help them and guide them. Yeah, and, you know, this is the, you know, it's gotten really big, that kind of inquiry. Other aspects have slowed down depending. You know, we're actually still, you know, getting a lot of people taking the course on tarot and numerology, joining the Tarot Guild. But I know that, you know, we've been fine. Actually, we're doing better than we were towards the beginning of 2020. But other, you know, I've heard whispers that, you know, other folks are seeing a downturn because people don't want to invest money in something like a course or a membership. They see it as discretionary versus I need to put food on the table.
Right, right.
What
and
you
I think,
thing,
you
Mary?
Know, there's a different, well, like I think that it really hasn't changed too much if you do readings like on the phone, online and stuff. I have heard from, you know, people that have a brick and mortar shop that it's, you know, been pretty difficult because depending on
yeah.
where they live, they might not be able to have people come in, you know,
right.
we can't meet in person. And there's a lot of intuitives out there that really have designed their business solely like on brick and mortar. And so for them, it's
right.
a big shift. It's a big, it's a big shift in energy too. It's a big shift in, you know, their mindset.
Right.
If they haven't
worked really
before.
Yeah, I completely forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I completely forgot. Because 99% of everything I do has always been on the internet anyway, you know, it didn't dawn on me, but, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, Mary, because it's so true. You know, I mean, one of our metaphysical stores in Tucson just, you know, up, you know, completely closed. And
wow.
other people are making the shift to online, you know, and we've actually been at the forefront of that since the beginning of the Tarot Guild 16 years ago, because that was around the time when the internet was, you know, just getting going, and we, you know, Facebook and Twitter were just starting, for instance. I mean, yeah, that's
right.
how old this is, you know. And a lot of folks were great readers, but they hadn't a clue about technology, how to do social media, how to do a reading online. And that's what we're here for. You know, if you're a professional reader and you're struggling to make the shift, get a hold of us because that's what we do. You know, we can help you do Zoom meetings, you know, learn how to do Zoom, learn how to do Facebook video, learn how to do FaceTime, learn how to do Skype, all of those kind of things. You know, that's part of our premium membership. That's why people join, you know, because they get that kind of knowledge. I'm happy to work with you.
Oh, interesting.
All you folks
Very
out there. Yeah.
Well, good. Yeah, I think you made a long online presence a long time ago, and look at that direction where it was going. Now you were set just in case something did happen as a fallback, right? So for a business, so yeah, it's good. So,
mm-hmm.
you know.
It's like we were psychic, you know.
Your fortune tellers, you can be.
Oh, if only. If only that was why. Because you know, we could see. Oh my!
So,
well, thanks so much for calling. This was fun.
Thanks, Jay.
Yeah, thanks, Mary Brown. Thanks, Zach. Yeah, you're welcome. I just sent you $20. So anyway, it's in there already. So I donated it. So anyhow, thanks so much for again.
Appreciate it.
Oh, that's very sweet. Have a great.
You're
weekend.
Welcome. You too. I'll catch you
Bye.
Next week. We'll see who's the.
Yay! Yeah. Who was
who's
right?
Old?
Yes.
Almost.
Who was right?
I will. Okay.
That's fun.
Thanks again.
Bye, Jake.
Pretty insight. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Jay is so nice, but I guess it's kind of like a law because he's from Canada. You have to be, you know, Canadians are nice.
What is it
anyway,
with all those nice Canadians?
Yeah. I don't know. But, oh, my gosh, we've really blasted through the hour here. So before we take our next call, do you want to let everybody know what's coming up on the radio network?
I do. And it's going to be a pretty great week here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. Our next show is tomorrow. It's Sharona Rapsik with the Magic Universe, and she's talking about new habits, new life, and just 28 days, and her special guest is Edwiga Gilbert. So that's going to be exciting. That'll be at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And then on Monday, it's the Wisdom of the Soul show with your host, Janice Fuchs. Again, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. That's when all our shows are. Then on Wednesday, the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Hour with host Catherine Hahn. You are perfect just the way you are will be her topic of discussion on Wednesday. And then nothing on Thursday because it's Thanksgiving here in the United States. And nothing on Friday. They're taking the break, right? That's a good time to take a break. They're going to be the Doctors Are In show, our Friday show, is going to be returning on December 4th with your host, Dr. Rose Wilkerson, and our very own Dr. Dax Carlisle. But Dax and I will be back next Saturday, November 28th, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, with the Tarot Today show. We're going to be doing open lines, free mini readings, plus it's our end of the month psychic spin. What now, post-elections? What can we expect after this whole election crazy thing? You know, all of it was about elections for like months, and now it's over. So now what? Now what can we expect? And we're going to be pulling some cards on that to let you know what we see. And those are the list of upcoming shows on the Psychic Talk Radio Network, which you can easily find by going to psychictalk.net/upcoming. Back to you, Dax.
Back to you, Dax.
Yeah.
I love that.
You're right.
It sounds like we're really on the radio. Check that out.
I know.
Okay. Yeah. Who knew? I'm going to refresh the page over here at psychictalk.net/chat. Our chat post on the Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. I'm taking a look here. My God, they are talking up a storm. You know, don't get Charlotte and Jason and Sharona in a room because, holy cow, they're talking up a storm here and popping in some interesting pictures. Okay. I don't know, unless I'm missing it. I don't see any questions, though, but I'm glad they're having a good time, Mary.
I see a doggy picture. Charlotte posted her puppy. That's adorable.
I know. I just
love it.
He's
in a food
coma. I just love it. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, every show, don't forget, you can join in the chat and chat with each other during the show, as well as us, and ask for a mini reading and everything like that. So we're going to go back to the phone line. Oh, my God, there's a bunch of calls on here. I'd say half of them don't have their hand raised. So I'm going to put that out there one more time, that when you call in on the phone number, the guest call-in line is 714-816-4628. If you want to be live on air with Mary and I, you got to push 1 on your dial pad. Otherwise, we assume you're just listening to the show, which is perfectly fine as well. And we're going to take some calls here. It was something else. Oh, I know. I forgot to mention that today's show is sponsored by the Tarot Guild, the international organization for tarot lovers, students, and professional readers since 2004. We're in our 17th year. Soon, Mary, we're going to be going 20 years of the Tarot Guild.
Well, that's something.
I think I need to retire then or something. No, I'm never going to retire. Anyway, but stop by our Tarot Guild website just like Jay did. And again, thanks for the donation, Jay. And there's a donation button right there. And you can also join our premium membership. And in fact, during fall here, you're going to get my Tarot by the Numbers course for free along with the premium membership. So there's all this list. You can go over to tarotguild.com, click join the guild. You can read the entire list of benefits you get as a premium member, your membership certificate, and a lot of other things, including interviews and guest appearances on these radio shows. In fact, we were just talking about that. We're going to start doing a lot more guest appearances and interviews in 2021 here on the radio shows. And you could be part of that as a premium member. Also, your certified tarot reader certification application fee and everything is all included in your premium membership. So your CTR is included. And you're going to get my course, which is a $78 value. We currently sell it all separately on the website for $78. But you're going to get that free when you become a premium membership. And you can also, obviously, you're supporting the guild and the radio network as well. But you can also join free. That's right. There is a free membership. You just sign up for the website at the. It's a social networking platform, not just a website. It's like all the big social media websites out there. We've got the Friending, and you get your personal profile there, and you can like other people's comments. You could do status updates. We've got groups. We've got forums. We've got video. We've got endless features, you know, just like you find on Facebook. You know, we got live chat and everything like that. Only it's all tarot all the time at thetarotguild.com, and it's free to join the website and use all of those features as well. So go check it out, thetarotguild.com. Let's see who's been waiting the longest here, Mary. It looks like area code 801. Hello, caller. Who's there?
Hello. If you have to, ask, I'm not calling in enough, obviously.
Charlotte.
I knew it was you, Charlotte.
Hey. So. How are you guys doing? I love the show today. I really like the
great energy, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I really loved the topic at the beginning. I loved that. And it hit home. So, but there's a burning question, and you can choose not to answer this, but I would love to know how you guys met each other, because you've been doing this show now for forever and been the Tarot Guild for forever, and so I would love to know that backstory at some point in time, maybe. If it's not too personal.
It was a scandal.
Oh yes, it was terrible.
I saw him across a crowded bar, and I said, "You look like a good co-host." You know, no. Can you imagine? That would be hilarious. I don't even know how it happened exactly. I stumbled into not a bar, but into the Tarot Guild. You know, I feel like 2010, something like that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, because
when it was
we
exactly.
The Tarot Guild was formed in 2004. But it was local in San Diego, and we had built ourselves up to about 500 members, and it was just huge. We were doing great things for the community there. We were getting gigs for our professional readers. We were teaching tarot. We were teaching the business aspect of it. And some of us, you know, that were running this got together and said, you know, why don't we create a guild for professional tarot readers? And students and tarot lovers too, you know, and put it out there in the world, because the internet was getting big then. Facebook was coming online. And so in 2009, we built our first Ning website. This is our second website on the Ning social networking platform. that we just made this a year ago. I mean, literally a year ago, we made the new website. We had a static website for 10 years before that. But our first website was also a Ning website. We built it in 2009. We had about 500 members before the end of 2009, before we actually officially launched. And we launched on January 20th, 2010. So it's been 10 years. And it was very shortly after that that Mary discovered the Tarot Guild and joined, right, Mary?
Yeah, it was. And it was so funny because it's like, it was also like during that time, it like that I was just aware that, oh, wait, I could talk to other tarot people. Wow, wait a minute, there's more. There's a whole community. What? And,
yeah.
You know, the Tarot Guild was one of the first things that I noticed, and it just like so clicked with me and drew my interest because at the time I was, you know, working in Hollywood. So everybody has a guild. You have the Writers Guild. You have SAG, you know, the Screen Actors Guild. You know, I was really used to the idea of a guild, and, like, that's where you meet the good people that are serious and know what they're talking about, you know. So I had that mindset just from, you know, my own experience with other guilds. And so it's like, holy cow, there's a guild for tarot? What? You know, this is perfect. So I joined, I took classes, I connected with a lot of people, I started listening to the radio shows, and then, I don't know, it just happened, but the really great thing about it is that I got to meet Dax in person, and we got to hang out and spend time together in Tucson, because I had to go to Tucson. My husband was teaching some master classes at the university in the dance department there, and visiting with his old professors and stuff. And so it was just really, it was so much fun. I got to meet Dax. I got to meet his partner, Doug. And I got to see a lot of crystals in Tucson. It was like, whoa, the Mecca.
Yes, because Tucson's the Mecca. I mean, the crystal, my mind just blanked. What did they call the event, though? My mind is blank. We had to cancel it for COVID, I think.
Right, the Tucson Gem Show, the big
Gem Show. Yeah. Okay, so that was not going on, but
no.
we were able to take Mary to some of the gem shops because there's a lot. And
wow,
it was fun.
It was so much fun.
I got another couple anecdotes. How do you say that? I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. But Mary, do you remember this? Okay, so what happened was we started our first radio show, which is actually this show, Tarot Today Radio, in January of 2010 on my mom's birthday, January 20th, which is the same date we officially launched the first Ning website for the Tarot Guild. And so we were the radio show. Mark was on it with me, and then eventually Mary Neal. And it was a little while later we decided to add additional shows. And one of the first shows we added was a show on Mondays called Angel Mondays, which later on became Angelic Realms Radio, which y'all may have heard of because it's still on the network. In fact, Maria is supposed to come back with that. Mary was one of the first hosts on Angels Monday.
Right. And before that, though, didn't we do the Hollywood Insider show before I jumped on Angels Monday?
No. It was the other way around. And then, you know, I had a love for movies, and Mary obviously worked in Hollywood at the time. At the time, she was still in Hollywood in L.A. And so we decided, hey, let's do a Saturday show, Hollywood Insider. And we would, mix in some tarot. We would pull tarot cards. And, you know, almost every week, you know, we had the shows, the movies that were premiering. And we would pull cards on what the box office was going to be. Yeah, yeah. And we were right 99.8% of the time, too, with the tarot. Who was going to be top at the box office? It was bizarre.
Yeah. It was so cool and so strange, you know, because we were doing better on predicting the box office than, you know, the people that do that for a living without tarot cards. It was funny.
I love that. That is so awesome.
Yeah, and we also found out that Mary and I had both served in the military too, so we had that connection as well. There was like a whole auctions and things, you know, that just worked so well. We finally got on the radio together. Yeah.
I knew I needed to ask that question because I absolutely adore that answer and the story that goes along with it, and it is just so perfect.
We're glad you asked.
So,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for sharing that. I love it. I mean, like, I already love you guys, but now I just love you more because that story is so perfect. But, and then I have one other, I have an actual question, and it's, like, really trivial. I hate to call it things like this, but I'm going to anyway because it's not sitting easy with me.
I need to know
how my Thanksgiving is going to go. And just, we're doing it on a Wednesday, and we're doing it on Wednesday instead of Thursday to accommodate, you know, people.
Right.
Which is fine. That, I don't have a problem with that at all. I'm just uneasy about the day for some reason. So I'm like, I'm just going to ask my friends, the card readers.
Well, you know, I do get the Nine of Cups, which is traditionally the wish come true card. And so, you know, in that card, there's emotional well-being, realization of dreams, there's contentment, overindulgence sometimes.
On Thanksgiving, what?
Yes, and one of the rarer used meanings of that card is actually hosting a gathering. Isn't that interesting?
Wow.
Now there is one individual showing up as the Queen of Swords with her back to the Nine of Cups. Not everybody's going to be happy. Somebody's going to resist enjoying the moment. Does that make any sense to you? Other individuals, but it may be an individual or more than one, are going to feel kind of trapped in.
Interesting,
okay. Isn't it? Yeah, I got that. It's going to be hard work. There's going to be a lot to this. And you're definitely going to have to take the Four of Swords shows up at the end. You're definitely going to have to take some recuperation time after this. I'm just saying right now, you know. I'm really not getting a feeling for, okay, which of these three are you? You know, the jubilant, you know, enjoying the moment, Nine of Cups, the Queen of Swords that has her back to enjoying it, or the people or person that feels trapped in. I'm not really sure. However, knowing your personality and just, you know, a feel for the energy, I feel that, you know, you're going to fall. And this is kind of the decision here. You have to decide to make this what it can be. And I feel you're going to side with the Nine of Cups energy and enjoy it. And
yeah.
Yeah. With a little overindulgence, I'm sure. Let's see what Mary's getting.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I drew a few cards from, like, I drew one card that I had these two little tiny decks, and I mean tiny. but not like, you know, postcard size tiny, but one is the Angel Power deck and the other one is the Little Devil's deck. And so I kind of like to look at, you know, what's the remedy, but what's the problem? If there's a problem on it,
right.
Thanksgiving thing, right? And, you know, if there's a bit of a wet blanket that's at your party, you know, the person that did Dax is saying that maybe doesn't want to participate so much or maybe just doesn't want to be happy about it. I think the issue, and this is really odd, you know, comes up as it's like a vanity issue, you know, and vanity is often, you know, connected to if you feel that energy coming from one of your guests, that, you know, you have to kind of understand that, like, you know, it's not a problem with the party. It's not that you didn't plan for everything. It's not that you didn't do enough. Okay. It's like this is a personal issue. And maybe you can appeal to the vanity, or really what the remedy is to just sort of, you know, get that feeling of energy and feeling, you know, positive, and let that sort of help you power through the day, you know. Call upon the angels and say, like, okay, you know, let's go. Let's make this a great Thanksgiving. You know, when I look at the tarot cards, I pull three of cups comes up, the four of wands comes up, you know, and it's all great. I think the day goes by really quickly with the eight of wands. And, you know, that I feel like there is somebody who seems to be sort of pouting, you know, at the party. So it's like a it's
that's
like a
what I'm getting.
Insecurity kind of thing, you know. So just know that it doesn't have anything to do with the event itself. It's like they brought that energy to it, you know.
That's kind of what I was expecting. And I'm, you know, and I'll just say I'm kind of the interloper there, because I'm it's with extended family. It's none of my immediate family because they all live in a different town than I do. And so it's, you know, it's the other, you know, it's the extended family and their family politics and, you know, whatnot.
Right.
So,
it happens.
But now I know I will bubble up and, crystals and, you know.
Exactly. You know, just power through it. Don't, you know, let it, you know, rain on your parade.
Nope. Because,
thanks for the great call, Charlotte. This was great.
Well, thanks for taking my call, and thanks so much for sharing your story.
Absolutely. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, it was fun. Thanks for asking. We'll be talking to you soon.
All right. Have a good weekend.
You too.
I will.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Wow, that was great.
Yeah.
We strolled down memory lane. We might have to take that out as a snippet, you know, so that we could put it out there, you know. It's like, when Mary and Dax got together, there you go.
Yes.
Oh my God, so much fun. Charlotte Tahoot, she was on yesterday's show with Dr. Rose and I, and after the show, Rose messaged me and said, you know, we got to have Charlotte come on one of these open line shows and just like guest co-host with us. And I'm like, absolutely, you know, so we're going to start doing a lot more of that. Actually, one of the benefits of becoming a premium member of the Tarot Guild is we do spotlight interviews, like Zoom interviews, and also you get to be a guest on the radio show. So that's another great perk, you know, and we're going to start doing a lot more of that in 2021. Having all of you premium members out there and our recent CTR certified tarot readers that have become certified and all, and, you know, come on the show and tell us your story, you know, how you got involved in tarot and, you know, what your ideas about it, and do some mini readings with us, with the callers and everything. So some fun stuff to look forward to in 2021 here. And let's take another call here. Who's been waiting the longest? Looks like area code 781. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Laura from Boston.
Hi.
Hi. I just had a personal question for Tarot.
Sure.
Thinking of starting an online business in this winter, and I just wondered how that looked.
Okay, and you're up first this time, Mary.
Okay.
Shuffling.
And online businesses this winter is when you're going to start it. How do we see it looking? How does that go for you? Okay. Shuffling. Okay, so. Well, wow. I feel like it's a little bit like everything that happens beforehand seems to be the real like difficulty, you know. But it's all how we deal with it, you know. When I get the Nine of Swords going into this, it's almost like we have this sort of worry hanging over us. It's like we're going to do this. There's a lot of things, you know, we have to get in place. It's talking about it, make sure, you know, attention to detail, which I'm sure you would do anyway. And, you know, to not, you know, do what you can to keep the stress to a minimum in launching this. But in the end, I get the Nine of Pentacles. So that's a card of success. That's a card of, you know, the harvest where we're reaping the rewards of all the effort that we put in. Usually with the Nine of Pentacles on a question like this, I think, wow, you know, you're gonna have this become very, you know, profitable. You know, I think that's going to happen. I just think that, like, the preliminary aspect, the maybe right before we launch it, we've got to avoid, you know, excess worry or stress about this, avoid, like, you know, getting into, like, minor arguments, conflicts, that kind of stuff, you know, that comes with stress. But otherwise, and pay attention to details, but otherwise this looks good to me. Let's see what Dax is getting.
All righty for Laura. Getting very close to the same thing. You know, you mentioned success, and I literally got the success card towards the end. I'm getting a similar vibe here, Mary, with the initial aspects of this. You know, do a lot of planning now before you launch in winter. And I don't know what you mean by winter. Winter is different things to different people in different parts of the country and the world. So I'm thinking you're meaning more January, February, that kind of winter, you know?
Yeah, end of December to January, yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so you have all the rest of November and most of December to, you know, work on this. And the very first card, the Knight of Coins, is talking about this, talking about the practicality aspect that Mary was talking about. This is a card of practicality, patience, being methodical, planning everything out. You might get a feeling like things are going kind of slow going, but that's okay. You want to have all your ducks in a row so there's no surprises. And then the Ace of Coins shows up. So that's, you know, the beginning of the new enterprise. It is literally the card of a new business, a new venture, the beginning or essence of prosperity. And for me, this card is also a card of thinking outside the box. Because when you look at the Waitsmith version of the card, we're in a garden, lush, perfect garden, and we're walled off from the outside world by a hedge that has a entranceway cut into it to walk in. There's only one way out. And there's outside of this lush garden, it looks kind of rugged and deserty almost. And then there's a summit out there, and your goal's at the top of the summit. What it's saying is it's going to require you to step out of your comfort zone, think outside of the box, move out of the garden towards the goal. Okay. And then we end up with the Page of Cups. So that's the central focus card in the middle here is this Page of Cups. And cups are emotions, and often the pages, the face cards, the court cards in the deck are talking about individual people. I'm not getting that with this. I'll explain in a second. Just so you know kind of the qualities, this is an individual that's gentle and kind, a kind disposition, reflective, poetic, maybe quiet and artistic, intuitive, sensitive, things like that, okay? It's also a card of spiritual growth, a message coming in, things along those lines. Now, what I'm actually getting from this card is, you know, you go through those first two cards. This is the November through December, you know, to the launch. And then there's like an emotional satisfaction that's going to happen with this, which is going to lead to something even better in the future. I'm going to talk about in just a second. But I want you to keep that in mind that, you know, everything you shouldn't do what you're going to do, just do it or just to make money or, you know, it's got to be a real passion. It's got to be something that's going to give you emotional satisfaction. All right. And then right after that, that's when the success card shows up. Six of Wands, literally the success card in tarot. Hard work prevails, victory, help from friends, leadership, diplomacy, wise decisions. That's a lot of the aspect of this card. But, yeah, you're going to be successful with this. And what it leads to is the Queen of Wands. There you are, the Queen of Wands. By the way, the Six of Wands, Wands is fire. That's, you know, a lot of passion there. And the Queen of Wands. You're following your passion, and it allows you to have a love of life, okay? And the other thing about the Queen of Wands I always point out is she's very independent, you know, so it's going to allow you to, you know, be the self-made woman, the independentpreneur, and that's where you end up at the end. So it's looking really great.
Wow, that was so many details, and I think and feel spot on. So thanks a lot.
Absolutely,
awesome. I hope
thanks
it helped
for calling.
You out. Yeah, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Now Laura's going to have to call back and let us know what happened.
Let us know. Exactly.
Bye, Laura. Bye, Laura. Okay, so we have time for one last call. If we don't get to your calls today, remember, Sharona's going to be here tomorrow. That's right. And I'm sure she'll take some calls on her show, even if she is a guest. But you'll be able to tune in tomorrow. And we'll be back next week. Dr. Rose and I are taking Friday off, as Mary mentioned earlier, taking a little break. And there'll be some other breaks in December going into the new year as well, you know. But Mary and I'll be here. And is that our psychic spin? That's our
yeah.
psychic spin, isn't it? That's going to be a lot of fun. Pull some cards and like, you know, where are we going now? After all of this.
What? No.
All of this craziness. So write down the phone number, 714-816-4628, because that number is good for all of our shows. So you can use that number to call in tomorrow. And all of our shows currently are the same bat time, same bat channel. So the day of the show, just go over to psychictalk.net/chat. That'll take you to the chat post on our Facebook group, Psychic Talk Radio. And all the details are on there, how to listen to the show, the call-in number. Everything's right there. And all of our shows are 11 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern in the United States. And then as we go into Europe, 7 p.m. London, UK, and you can extrapolate from there. Okay, so go to our last call of the day. Caller, are you there? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, guys. Lisa,
hi. Rona.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Awesome. I didn't catch your name, hon. You spoke a little fast there.
Oh, yeah. Lisa, Arizona.
Okay, another
Eric,
Lisa in Arizona. Wow, wow, it's the Lisa Arizona day. I love it. What's going on with you, Lisa? What do you want to chat about?
Thank you. Yes, okay. So I'm a big fan of y'all's network. Thank you. I wanted to ask you a question. I it looks like I'm having a new friendship coming in. Gentleman's nice, polite. He is very nice, polite. It's even very nice and polite. So he's 3 years younger than me, not a whole lot. But what do you see in that? I'm not focusing, but there's something that he said today to me was, he said, every time I see you, I'm blushing. You're not noticing, or what did he say? You're not noticing. You're missing the signs. And I said to him, it's not time yet.
Missing the signs, like something
yeah.
more.
He showed me that he likes me, I think. Yeah. he told me that. I was like blown away. I make my day. I'm like, yeah, I'm not ugly.
Oh.
So
do you know this individual that you're starting this new friendship with, do you know him? Is there some connection with your work or something?
There's some connection. Some, yes.
Okay, yeah, because that's coming up in the cards that, you know, something to do with that.
Woo.
And this could definitely go the distance. I'm getting a lot of really great cards on this, and I was specifically asking about that because, you know, just as you were starting to talk about it, I was getting a feeling, and I know, and you start off, you know, saying friendship. I got this new friendship, and I was thinking of a girl, you know, like a girlfriend. And you mentioned this guy, and right away I started going, I think he wants more than a friendship, you know. And so I specifically asked the tarot that way, and the cards that came up, you know, said, yes, you know, this could end up in that kind of relationship, you know, a little bit past the friendship thing.
Oh, you see, okay, really? Oh, my God, I'm blushing. But you're a man and you're a woman, so you understand.
Yeah, the sun card is showing up. I always mention it when I get the sun card because, you know, you can't get a better card. You know, it's very sunny on this. You're showing up as the Queen of Coins, a very capable, down-to-earth kind of person, you know? And there's a nurturing aspect to this card. You really want to play on that a lot, you know, just be the nurturer and just let things evolve. And there's the thing about the nurturer is there's an implication – there's a little implication of it with the nurturer. There's an implication of it being passive, okay? So just by looking at the card and the virtue of the card, it's what the tarot is saying. I'm struggling to put this into words, but, you know, it's telling you to not be the aggressive person in this and just let things evolve. Don't force it and just be the nurturer. But let's see what Mary's getting. What are you getting, Mary?
You know, the cards I'm getting are really terrific here. The Ace of Wands is the first thing that comes up. So it's just like this, you know, this is an opportunity for to have a relationship with this person, because I do agree with Dax. This isn't just the beginning of a beautiful friendship. I feel like this is a little bit more than that. But, you know, friendship, of course, is always an important element of even romantic relationships. The World card comes up, so that idea of, like, really, you know, coming together, letting each other into each other's little world. The Star card So there's every reason to be optimistic and hopeful about this. The last card that comes up, I think is kind of the cue at all, and that is the Three of Pentacles. So, you know, which is associated with work, working together, but also the idea of working partnerships and nurturing is a part of that, that we both make our contribution, that we build whatever this is going to be, this whatever type of relationship this turns into, that it's built together. And so I get this strong sense of harmony and also common ground between the two of you. And so I'm pretty optimistic about this. I think that this is, you know, terrific cards to come up, especially when something's just starting, to know that, like, okay, we can, you know, as this gets more cohesive between the two of us, if we always keep in that mind that, like, we're both working at this. We're both working towards building something that we both want. I think that that's going to be important, you know, to stay on the, you know, stay in sync with each other like that. But this looks very promising to me.
Interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, Dax?
That's pretty much it. I do want to, God, I was avoiding saying this because there's some things I don't like to talk about, Mary, because I don't want to set up self-fulfilling prophecies.
Oh, right.
Does that make sense to you? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And,
makes perfect sense to me. Are you kidding me? I got the four wands, you know.
Yeah. And so, you know, sometimes I like things to kind of develop. And I'm talking, you know, it's different when they're calling into the show. But, you know, when I'm working with an actual client and I know I'm going to have another session or two with them, you know, and things are progressing, we're doing life coaching and something comes up like this situation, you know, I kind of hold back on a couple things and let things just develop on their own versus saying too much.
Planting
and
the
then,
seed.
Yeah. I just plant the seed instead of, you know, going too much further than that. But you know, because you asked, Lisa, I will mention that I got a card talking about a big life-changing event, about one cycle is ending for you and another cycle is beginning. And along with that, I got the Hanged Man, which is talking about adaptability to change, transformation, and self-reflection. So, you know, as this develops with this fellow, you're going to have to tap into, you know, and just be open to change because it could be a big change. Anyway, I'll just leave it with that. I'm not going to say anymore. That's it. I'm done. Thanks for the call, Lisa.
It was fun, guys. Thank you. God bless. It's so much fun.
You too. Have a great weekend.
Yes. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and call back, Lisa. Let us know what happens with this because, you know, we're dying to know. Of course we are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, wow. Oh, cool. That was fun. Wow. Fantastic energy on the show today. I don't know if you noticed that, but it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah. And it just flew by.
It just flew by. Yeah. And we went longer than we normally ever go. So, yeah. So we want to thank all of our listeners and callers, and it was a ton of fun. Thanks to Charlotte's question about, you know, the early days, because that was fun, trip down memory lane. And big shout out back to Jay in Canada, you know, for sending us a little donation, $20 there, you know, we appreciate it.
Yeah, that was very sweet.
Very, very sweet. I always forget about that. I never even, you know,
I forgot that.
Yeah, you can hit the donate button. You know, maybe we should be telling people that during the show. You know, if you enjoyed your reading, hit the donate button at thetarotguild.com and help us out a little bit. We need a Patreon account or something, Mary. I don't know. Anyway.
Awesome. I don't even know how
people
do that.
Yeah. don't forget to tune in for Sirota's show tomorrow. It's going to be very interesting with her guests. She's going to get us, I think she's going to get us, or I should say a lot of us, get us going for 2021. I'm really looking forward
we
to tomorrow's show.
We need it.
Yes, we do. It's going to be a lot better, I hope. And then we'll be back next Saturday. It's going to be a fun show with the psychic spin and open lines and mini readings. So,
yeah.
Going to say goodbye to everybody. Thank you, callers. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, Mary, for being here.
Thank you, Dax. Shout out to our chat room peeps. Thanks for making it fun, keeping the energy going, and have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Mary.
Bye, Dax. Bye, everybody.
Good night, John Boy.